This podcast is certified fresh.
Freshmediaworks.com.
From deep in the heart of Houston, Texas, welcome to Riding with the Window Down, a show about life, a show about fun, a show about good times. And now, here's your host, the Sea Dog, Chris Daly.
Hey everybody, welcome to Riding with the Window Down. I'm actually driving the car right now, the windows are up, but I don't know, it's listening to an audiobook and my mind went off, got distracted a little bit, so I thought, what the heck, I'll record. I was thinking about a conversation I had this morning with my boy about Texas and about how the men in Texas are different. And I'll probably catch a lot of flack from those of you who have experiences outside of Texas, but hey, it is what it is. It ain't bragging if it's true. You know, all those sayings. Great Texas sayings like a man's got to do what a man's got to do. Anyway, I was relaying to him. I've been reading, I read the book Lone Survivor about Navy SEAL Marcus Luttrell and his comrades that went out and got, you know, into a big pileof dookie in Afghanistan, and he was the lone survivor. And really half the book was about the job of becoming a Navy SEAL and how hard it was, and it sort of got me fascinated with it. I also have another book about Chris Kyle, I think his name is. The book subtitled something along the lines of America's Deadliest Sniper. And he, too, was a Navy SEAL. And I think he may have been in the same class or one of the, you know, similar classes to the ones Luttrell went through. But both were from Texas. And as I continue to read, I actually, the other day, went out on a website. It was about Navy SEALs, about the history of them. And it seems like an unusually large number of the Navy SEALs are from Texas. And so I was relaying that to Logan, who, you know, wants to be a Navy SEAL. And I said, yeah, it's interesting that so many of them are from Texas. And I think it's just because Texas men are a little bit different than men in some of the other parts of the country and the world. But he said, well, it's probably because of the extreme weathers. You know, they already are used to, you know, below freezing and over 110 degrees. They're used to those extremes. So the extremes of stuff like buds training are not as shocking to them. I said, yeah, that may be part of it, but there's something else. There's something more, and you know it. It doesn't matter whether you're in Dallas, Houston, Lufkin, Victoria, Freer, San Angelo. Doesn't matter where you're at. When you shake a guy's hand, a man's hand in Texas, it feels different. You know, and it's not the killer macho, gotta squeeze your hand thing. It just feels different. It feels firmer. It feels more. And they look you in the eye when they do it, you know. So I said there's just something different about Texas men. I've shaken a lot of hands, tons of hands in the Texas high school football world all over the state, in the business world all over the state, but also around the country, too. I've been in New York and shaking hands. I've been in California shaking hands, Colorado, Minnesota, you name it. All over the U.S., I've shook hands with a lot of men, and it's different, you know. It really is. It's completely different. So, you know, I don't know. It's just I just wanted to record this, my observation. It's sort of a shout out to the men of Texas. And sure, a lot of them did play Texas high school football, but I'm not going to jump out there and say that's the difference. I think it's something to do with, you know, our whole history, the fact that, well, the fact that we all take Texas history in the seventh grade, and the fact that we were once a nation. This state was its own nation, and it was founded, it was settled by some pretty rugged individuals, a lot of Germans, that just came over here and carved out of the wilderness a nation. And there's something in the heritage here. There's something here. Again, don't know what it is. I'm sure all my Texas listeners will go, yeah, all right, way to go. And all of those of you who are in other states will be like, whatever, just Texans bragging again. Oh, well, until next time, I'm Chris Daly, proud Texan. Until next time, keep it real.